Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Alex and Nico from Blind Channel, and you're listening to Brutally Delicious Podcast. Hey, can you hear us?
I can. How are you guys?
Good. We're in LA. The weather is
really
nice.
Yeah. Get some nice weather for a change. You guys still have the 24/7 dark in Finland?
It's not 24/7, but yeah, it's pretty dark in there. Like, we're based in Helsinki at the moment, so it's not dark all the time. But in the north where we're from, usually it's dark the whole winter. But it's cold and dark in Finland at the moment, so it feels good to be in LA.
How long are you in LA for?
Just a couple of days. We're doing like a lot of press in US, so we just had a couple of days off. So we were like, hey, why don't we just spend it in LA?
Nice. Yeah. Record came out a couple of days ago, right?
Yeah. Came out on Friday.
What's been the response so far?
It's been great. Like, we've been super stoked. We were obviously super excited to release an album that we worked on for like 2 years. And then... Right. Of course, you're somehow stressed on how the listeners, how the fans will take it, what are the favorite songs and stuff like that. But I think we've never seen a response like this with any of our albums. Like, it seems like most of our listeners, they love all the songs, right?
Yeah.
That's good. So I remember the last time we had you on the show, I was not familiar with you guys, and I kind of got turned on through our interview and gone back. But listening to this record as the promo copy I got, holy shit. I mean, it kicks off with that "Where's the Exit?" and you're taking in. You guys seem to have gone the extra mile, right? It's a little bit heavier. It's a little bit punchier. Was that intentional?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for saying that. I mean, we definitely wanted to make a heavier album because we played a lot of like metal festivals when we started writing this album. And we were like, okay, our stuff needs to be a bit heavier to fit like what our fans really want. So we were like, okay, why don't we just take it a step heavier. And when we started to write this album, we were like, okay, we need to have like mosh pit songs, and if you're like moshing to our songs, you can't like stop moshing. So that's why it's kind of ongoing all the time and super heavy. So yeah, definitely.
But we say super heavy, and then, you know, you throw in some, I don't want to insult you or anything, but like EDM stuff and the vocoder things, and I mean, there's a lot going on in these songs, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's always been like our way. We, especially with the first song of the album, like if we're talking "Where's the Exit," there are like two purposes for the first song on the album. The first one is that you kind of set up the theme, you set up the mood for the whole album, and I think we really did that with "Where's the Exit." That this album is gonna be heavier, and it's gonna be an album. It's gonna be full of songs you wanna see live. And the other purpose of the first song is also to surprise people. And when we start writing a song like that, we're not even thinking that how do we surprise people? We try to surprise ourselves. We try to do something that's never been done before. And I think we were listening to Swedish House Mafia, and their song Greyhound is one of our favorites. And we wanted to like experiment how would you create an EDM like drop like that with heavy electric guitars. And I think what we came up with really worked.
I think it works really well. And I don't know why. You know, I've heard other people try and do it in the past, I'm thinking maybe Crossfaith, or I don't know if you know those Japanese guys, but they did something similar years back, but it never was this concise and this, I don't know what the word is, powerful, I guess. It really, really works, right? I mean, not a fan of the vocoder when I listen to it, pop music or anything else, but all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that works and it makes sense.
Thank you so much. That's really good to hear.
Do you want your fans to walk away with any sort of message after listening to the new record, or are these songs just written for the song's sake?
I think every time we're writing a song, especially lyric wise, We're writing from this very personal perspective because we want to keep it real. Like, we're talking about our experiences and things that we go through. This band has a sense of therapy for us, whether it's in the studio or the live shows. It's always just like a sense of therapy. We don't do this because we want to, we do it because we have to. And I think the more personal we get on the songs, the more open we are, the more honest we are, it's crazy to see that even more people relate to those songs, because it's relieving to like see how people are going through the same things.
Yeah.
So I asked this question a lot, but you kind of opened the door. Do you ever feel like you're too vulnerable when you're putting it out there? Like, you've said too much and, ah, shit, I shouldn't have let my mom's going to hear that, or my significant other or whatever.
I don't think so, to be honest, because I think all our songs have been like that in the past as well. So we've kind of like gotten used to it, I guess. And like the stories that we tell in our songs are like, we don't tell whose stories they are, but so we don't need to be like,
right, careful. It's me.
I had a couple of those. Like, I think Keeping It Surreal is on the new album. There's a song called Keeping It Surreal. It's very personal. I think I've never been so scared for a release than Die Another Day. Yeah. It's the ballad song on the album. And it's like going back through the dark times when I was like trying to find a reason to stay alive. And when you're like that honest and you say that in a song, like, hey, I thought about killing myself once. It can get pretty deep. And of course, it's scary to like put something like that out there, but I'm glad people like the song and found it relatable. Actually, my mom called me after we released the song, like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, mom, I'm fine now.
But did you find it? And I believe this, and this is something that's another theme throughout the show, but I find that music, especially the heavier music, may have gotten you off that ledge, right? It's the stuff that gets me through every day. And when I've been in the same situation, you know, where you can't think, yeah, you know, it can get any better at all. This is it. And then, you know, you throw on some of your favorite heavy, heavy ass songs and they work.
Yeah. And we get like a lot of feedback from our fans, like that they can relate to our songs, which is amazing. And even though they might be in like totally different situations compared to each other, but the lyrics are kind of, everyone can relate it to, like relate to them, even though, they might be in totally different situation in their lives.
Yeah, I think it's important with any song, like what makes songs relatable, or I think it's important with a song that people can kind of like project their own story into the song, like, yeah, and feel like the song is about me, and that's what makes them listen to the songs over and over again. And that's also what makes songs like helpful. I think the whole album is actually named after that feeling, that what we want to offer people, like you said, that when you're going through, you might have a shitty day or something like that, and you just need your favorite artist music to help you through it. That's what we want to offer to people. We want to offer an escape, an exit, a way to exit emotions for a little while. And that's actually how the name of the album came to be.
Perfect. So let me ask you a question then. What artist or song does it for you?
Sorry, can you say it again?
Yeah, what artist or song is what you use to get through that? So I'll tell you right now, for me, it's Machine Head. And there's just a couple records like Catharsis, probably Catharsis, oddly enough. Yeah. That record is the record, you know, like I can go there and maybe not jump that day or whatever.
Oh, that's hard to pick. There's so many good songs like that.
Bring Me the Horizons, Ammo.
Yeah, you love that Ammo.
I love that. Like, I was going through a bad breakup when that album came out, and I was like, oh my God, this album is about me. And I think a lot of people felt that way, but it's a great album.
I think maybe some of those earlier Slipknot songs. I know Snuff by Slipknot is an amazing song. That's always a go-to when I'm on like traveling somewhere and that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Right.
Hey you, did you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
You guys are bringing that new metal sort of back. I feel like you're at the forefront here of the new metal renaissance or revival.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's like, because we grew up like listening to those new metal bands like Korn, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit. It just feels very natural for us to do kind of new metal as well. So we're super happy to hear that we're in the like front bringing it back.
Yeah, and it feels funny as well because we started like 11 years ago when we started, and it felt like the new metal wave was just gone over. It felt like we were so late, and people said that to us, like new metal is not a big thing right now, and new metal is never gonna be a big thing again. And we kind of refused to believe that, and we just kept doing what we thought was the greatest, coolest music ever. And yeah, it feels so good nowadays that people are like nostalgizing and like just hyping the fact that we are in fact a new metal band.
And I feel there's something to be said, and your fans probably resonate with the fact that you stuck to what you believe, right? I mean, what you like, and you put everything into it, as opposed to like creating, I don't know, death metal because that's the trend right now, right? I think when you become just honest with who you are and what you're putting out, then that music becomes that much more connectable. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, I mean, like, It would be super hard to promote an album that we wouldn't like ourselves, because we always stay like true to our stuff. We want our stuff to be the kind of music that we love.
Yeah,
so it's easier to like relate to it.
And when you do like 180 shows a year, it's like, even though your fans are probably gonna be listening to those songs pretty much, but you're the one who has to listen to them and perform them every night over and over again. So that would be my advice for any like starting artist who wants to be an artist and is wondering what should I do. I would tell them that make sure you love your music yourself, because you're the one who's going to have to listen to it all over again. And because there's going to be a lot of people telling you what to do. You should do it like this. You should do it like that. And of course, we've had a lot of people like that, and we listen to some of the advice, but I think at the end of the day, we just do exactly what we want. And that's what got us this far.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, people tell you, but how do you decide to filter like all the advice? Because I'm sure you're getting, like you said, advice from everyone. How do you know what advice is what you should take, or is it trial and error, or do you say fuck it and go by what you guys think?
I think it's just because there's six of us in the band, it's usually like an atmosphere. If something is shit or if something is really good, we just, it's kind of a gut feeling kind of thing.
Yeah, like shit doesn't get past the six of us. It might get past like one of us, maybe even three of us, but the shit ideas don't get past the six of us. There's a like big filter.
Nice. So let me just talk about the record one more time. As when you're writing this record, especially the new one, are you writing like with the stage in mind, how it's going to come across on stage? Is it a good place for a jump or a breakdown? Or are you writing the songs and then adjusting them for the stage? Now, I know it's very new metal-ish and there's a lot of that in there, but is it intentional or the way the song just comes out?
For the first time, actually.
Yeah, for the first time, it's actually, like, intentional. Because, like I said, we wrote this one from, like, live perspective. And, me as a producer, I had to make sure it sounds like that. Like, it not just try to fit some songs into a nu metal kind of thing, but it actually needed to sound that like that from the beginning, so we would know, like, how to, where to go with the album. So I think, like, every session we wrote for these songs, the first demos already kind of sound like how it's in the final ones. So we didn't like re-kind of work any of the songs, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And like to get those takes that for the first time, we're like, if we're singing, we're not singing maybe perfectly in a perfect, beautiful choir boy studio vibe. You want to get the raw live energy. Or when Jonas did his guitar takes, there are I don't mean to say mistakes, but there is the vibe in it. Everything is not on grid.
Yeah.
And there is this live feeling, the raw energy and the honesty. I would call it honesty, like in every take that we took. And I think that's what makes this album special.
Perfect. So two more for you then. First, how hard was the sequencing of this record? Because sequencing seems to be a lost art, right? Everybody's releasing one song here and one song there. And you want to create this like ebb and flow with emotions and the whole deal. And I think this succeeds tremendously, especially with like One Last Time, where it comes in nice and mellow and it's the last track on, nice and mellow, right? It's like track 12. And then it comes, I mean, it still picks up, but it still brings the record to a close and circles back, I think. How hard was that?
I mean, like, on the previous record, I think it was harder to pick the songs, like, in which order they would be. But this album, it was kind of clear from the start. Like, when we pick the song, usually it's us, like, us six arguing, like, what's going to be where and what happened there. And but this time, we were like, oh, we all were like, okay, this is going to be on the album. This should be the first. This should be the last. So I don't, it just kind of happened, I think, like this whole sequencing kind of what's where.
Yeah, like we agreed, and that's special. Like, I think everyone was like just trying to push it away, the fact that at some point we need to sit down and figure out the sequencing, the set list, the track listing of the album. Right. But when we did, we were actually all on the same page, and we kind of knew that the album was going to start with Where's the Exit. Then we knew it was going to end in One Last Time Again. And because One Last Time Again starts with this like breathing sound that you're kind of walking from the dead, we knew Flatline was going to be before that, because it ends up with Flatlining. And then we just kind of, the singles obviously form the skeleton. We don't want to like put all the singles after each other because people have heard those singles before. So we want to just like present them as a part of the collection of songs. Yeah. So we all kind of agreed on the set listing part.
Surprisingly easy this time.
Yeah.
It works. I mean, I listened to it again prepping for this, and one last time, you couldn't have anything else end that record, I don't think.
Thank you so much. Yeah, good to hear.
Yeah, we feel that way as well.
So what is it? I know you're doing some press stuff here. What's going on the road? You guys taking us on the road?
Yeah, so we're doing like couple weeks of press in the US, and we're going to do a show in Austin on 13th, and then we're going straight back to Europe and practice our headline tour, which is starting in like 2 weeks, which is going to be a big tour in Europe. And then we have a arena show back home in Finland in April, which is going to be a lot of fun as well. We're coming back also in May for US tour with POD, so that's going to be amazing.
That's going to be fun.
25 or 24?
24 May. Yeah, we're coming back.
Oh, wow.
Very soon.
So you're going there and back. I'm gonna have to check the routing and see if you're anywhere near me.
Yeah, absolutely. Come check us out.
Did you say with POD?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, we're supporting.
That's a great match. I mean, that's a perfect mashup.
Yeah, it's the music we listened to when we were kids, so it's amazing, and it's a similar kind of style. So it's like two generations of nu metal meeting. It feels so great.
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like you guys are firing on all cylinders. That's great.
Yeah, you gotta come see us.
I'm gonna take a look and see the routing. That's gonna bring me to the end. Did I miss anything at all?
Not really. I mean, it's gonna be a busy year for us, so I hope to see everyone on tour.
We hope to see everyone who happens to listen to this, and check out the new album Exit Emotions, and get your tickets and come experience the album with us.
Can you give us your socials real quick?
Yeah, so our Instagram is at Blind Channel. Our Spotify is, of course, at Blind Channel as well. Our website is blindchannelofficial.com. There's like tickets, merch, whatever, VIPs. So yeah, that's basically it. I think we're just at Blind Channel everywhere.
Yeah, just Google Blind Channel and it's going to be all about us.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friends. Good luck with the record. I really do enjoy this. This is a good one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you around.
I hope you do well. Safe travels.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Be well.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.